Blog Talk Radio.
I'm meeting my buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love. Just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evan Rude and fired up. Meet us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over and toss us a line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge. Come together. In the boat that sun, the Redneck Yacht Club. Bermuda flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches, regular Joes rocking the boat that sung, the Redneck Yacht Club. When the party's over and we're all alone, we'll be making waves in a no-wake zone.
Well, welcome to the bunker, boys. Once again, we're back.
You there? I can barely hear you, Bobby.
Barely.
Yep.
Better?
No, not really. And so it appears we are having technical difficulties yet again.
Better now, man?
Nope.
Hello. And that's not going to work. Unless I speak really loud like this, and then you can probably hear me, right? shit. Alright, we're playing on the show, Randy, and I'll reboot my system. Okay, well.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. Enemy is bananas, as you say. I'm not taking any chances.
You're just what the doc for.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC, still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all with
this liberty, gibbity, hibbity, hip-hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with this rapity rat pack and a Mac in the back of the yak. Backpack, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak. Nap the exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that. I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Do my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the massively constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will it be true for the blueprint? To be raging you for the exuberant? Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q, hey, Doc, Ren, Yella, Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct them into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame. Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, gay, that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton. No, Asgard. So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. You Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm remoting. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in the chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. So I crunch rhymes, but sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and here it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line, at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You write normal for being normal. And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. And they were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24-7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming
coming at you with supersonic speed.
JJ Fair.
Summon, I'm a doom, I'm a you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is tricking, singing off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music, you make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they confuse it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with dark. Someone lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtain from inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice versions to,
School flunky, pill junkie. But look at the accolades, these skills brung me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you. Ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky. But in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me. To after me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can and you limits, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? Don't mistake if it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a call on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
And I'm back. Doesn't appear that Robert has managed to make it back yet. He's experiencing some technical difficulties. My name is Randy, and welcome to the Debunker Boys show. Tonight, we had planned on talking about haunted places. Some of the places that are notorious or very well known, places that maybe you've seen in some of your favorite paranormal television shows, or that you know of personally that are like, like locally known haunted places. All right, I guess he's not. For all of our listeners out there, anybody who's interested in calling in, talking to us about something they may have seen or heard or whatever, the number to call in is 323-580-5703, and you can talk to me. In the meantime, maybe I would go through and check out some top paranormal news stories. Let's see here. Murder victim family says paranormal team is dead. That's interesting. Paranormal investigator Ryan Bull was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Judgment in the haunted apartment lawsuit decided. Are the tenants satisfied? Yeah, there we go. Let's take a look at that one. Oh, the page is not found. All right. Family's haunted experience inspires a new paranormal activity style documentary. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, this is lame. Come on, Robert. What you doing? Oh, that asshole's sitting there laughing at me right now. I know he is. Cocksucker.
And I'm back.
Hey, there you are. Finally.
Can you
asshole.
Hear
me?
What's that?
I'm still having a hell of a time hearing you.
Oh, my God.
It's a little better now, but not much.
I don't know what's going on. Not my
Yep, and now you're breaking up again and, like, not.
Pretty bad. If I talk like this, is it better or no?
What? I have no idea what's going on. Okay, latest headlines on this page. Could Noah's Ark really have happened? Scientists have calculated that fitting two of every animal on the Ark may have actually been feasible. Whether or not you believe that the events in the biblical tale of Noah's Ark literally happened, few could argue that the story has been subject to a lot more scrutiny than most. Now the release of a new movie, Noah... Oh, nice. Hello? I don't have any clue what that was. Do we have a caller? Somebody there? No, I guess not. All right. Basing the calculations on the measurements given in the Bible... assumption that there are 35,000 unique species. Hey, what's up?
Hello, man.
Hey.
I don't know why. I'm just going to start calling in on my phone. No clue why it does it.
Was that your computer that was having a problem, or what?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, now I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
Well, were you on your computer before?
Yeah, I dialed in the console. Anyway, we're now officially starting the show.
Yeah, I've been sitting here just babbling on, like, you know, nonsense and bullshit. Oh, yeah, hey, let's look at the paranormal headlines. I was just reading some shit about Noah's Ark.
What are they saying about Noah's Ark?
scientists have calculated that fitting two of every animal on the Ark may have actually been feasible.
Well, yeah, but to say that the animals actually would survive?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it. Yeah, it's insane.
I don't know whether I believe that or not, but...
it's like being born with three nipples. It's weird. Like, hey, kid, pick one. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, you still want to talk about the, most 10 haunted places in the world, supposedly?
The 10 most haunted?
Yeah, that's what this article I was reading on Fox News was saying.
Yeah, we could talk about that. We could talk about that, but, you know, or like Marion just messaged me on Facebook and was asking me if I knew anything about a place called, hold on a second.
Folks, this is a listener that we, that's quite frankly a friend of ours.
I don't know how to pronounce this. It's the Povegli Island. I've never heard of it. It's
Opal.
Yeah, apparently it's in Italy. If I could Google this real quick and see what it can find.
Okay, so everybody can hear me a lot better. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
World's better, isn't it? The Potato Island?
No, it's P-O-V-E-G-L-I-A.
P-O-V-G-L-I-A.
Small island located between Venice and Lido and the Venetian Lagoon, northern Italy. Small canal divides the island into two parts. Should not be confused with... Wow. Okay, I don't speak Italian, so...
It's Puglia Island Asylum, is that what she's speaking of?
I don't know, is there an asylum there?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. The Island of Horrors, the Asylum Portal. Puglia is a small island that floats in the lagoons of Venice. Its stark contrast, the beauty of its surrounding. The island is fearing blemish. The waves are currently lapping its darkened shores will often carry away the polished remains of human bones. Wow. When the first outbreak of the bubonic plague swept through Europe, the number of dead and dying in the city of Venice became unbearable. The bodies were piling up. The stench was oppressive, and something had to be done. The local authorities decided to use this island as a dumping ground for the diseased bodies, so they dropped them there. The dead were, taken by ferry and dumped in large pits and burned on the shores. As the plague got worse and worse, people panicked and started anybody that was showing slight symptoms were shipped off to this island, dragged screaming, and no one could stop them. And they were even throwing live people into these pits and burning them, dude.
Wow.
That's sick.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I'm actually looking at some photographs. I Googled it, and I'm, looking at some photographs.
1,500 years.
This place
man.
Looks pretty odd, or pretty wild.
Yeah, let's see. Coming under... Straight chance of final years. I guess it became a storage area in 1777 and quarantine station for suspected ships. And finally, I can't say that word, was Arezzo in the 20th century until 1968 was a rest home for the elderly and many Venetians still remember it as such. Since then, it has laying abandoned except for the market gardens. Yeah, I would definitely not go to a garden where there used to be bodies piled up. Yeah, I'll take a sea cucumber. And, I'll take that lake moan. Yeah, good with that. Twisted! Wow. There, it was actually, people lived there in the Bronze Age in 1015. There was a monastery.
Yeah, I've never heard of that place.
I haven't
either. What do you think
about it? Off the hook. I like it. I could see why people would think it was, hell, it probably is haunted. I'm not going to say it's not, because I haven't been there, but just the creep factor of the history behind it would be enough psychological would cause enough psychological damage. Just now, if you went over there, someone would have to go over there not knowing what happened there and do an investigation, and I think that would be the best way to do it, but I still think they'd find something.
Yeah. Yeah,
There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, in a place like that, I would have to say that I'm inclined to agree. I'm very much inclined to agree that it's, places like that, a place like that is like, I don't know, you go, That's got to be on the same level, or maybe even a higher level than like the Nazi concentration camps in terms of. Well, I don't know. It ranks right up there. I couldn't say that it was like, you know, worse or, you know, not worse or whatever, but because you know.
Well, you heard of the War of Cuyahoga, right?
The War of Cuyahoga?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, in the back of my mind, I remember. It was 1380, the War of Cuyahoga between Venice and, I can't say that either, Genoa?
Genoa,
yeah. That's it, right? In 1922, a mental hospital was built on the island. Local war states that a particular mental health doctor tortured and killed many of the patients before being thrown to his death from a bell tower. According to that same legend, he survived the fall but was strangled by a mist that came up from the ground. The hospital remain there today. So there's a lot of war to the island, obviously, since it's been there, been inhabited since the Bronze Age, and then was left in 1922, and no one's lived there since. They just, you know, use it for storage, basically. There's got to be a reason they're using it just for storage. Maybe a lot of people around there are afraid because of its history to live there, or it's just a total heap of shit. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little hard to say. I don't know. I mean, there's any number of reasons why, you know, it may not be inhabited.
It's an archaeologist site now.
Is it?
Yeah, they're doing some kind of archaeology on it. Yep, that's exactly what it is. It's like a kind of like a landmark. You know what I mean? Like a historical society, and archaeologists have kind of taken it over. I can see why. It's got a lot of history to it. I mean, since 1000. I mean, what the hell, dude? Whew. Only imagine what you find. And then, you know, finding out that they find polished bones coming off the edges of the island. Sick. Sick, I say.
Let's see here. Several years of fool death from oil stepping foot on Pavagolia. Pavaglia Island is a sure way to scare yourself stupid. Get ready to piss your pants and scream like a little girl that's discovered a spider colony in her closet.
I did that once. No, there was a little girl in my closet. She pissed herself on some spiders. No.
Island is secluded, a little piece of land that even the machoist of Italians stay the fuck away from. The final restless place of thousands of diseased, murderous, and insane people. The island is the convergence of everything we know about evil. So what's the deal with the island of spooky terror?
I want to go.
Back when the bubonic plague ate up most of the world's population, the Romans had a clever idea to keep the healthies separated from the sickos. The plague people were shipped off to the island, a small, secluded landmass that floats between Venice and Lido. There, people lived out the last of their wretched lives together until they croaked. Since the island is already reeked of death, the next time an epidemic came along, barely alive bodies were dumped there and burned in mass graves. In the 20s, a mental hospital was built to welcome the island's newest guests, or anybody that showed symptoms of any sort of sickness, physical or mental. Basically, if you had an itch, away you went to the island where you'd sink your feet into the soil, half dirt, half human ash, and be in the company of over 100,000 disease ghosts. What's more, is that these plague ghosts aren't your lovable Patrick Swayze types. No, these ghosts are pissed. You see, a dickhead doctor ran the mental hospital, and since the mental health was pretty wishy-washy back then, conducted all sorts of brutal experiments on residents of the island, like shoving chisels into their brains to see what moved.
Yay. I like shit like that.
The doc eventually tumbled off the bell tower either by his own doing or with a little shove from a few tortured souls. He survived the fall, but the rumor has it some sort of mist swallowed him up upon landing, effectively finishing the job. Suffice it to say that if you're looking for a place to piss your pants in horror, this island's got the ghoulish goods.
It's good for you. It makes you potty right. Keeps you regular.
The dudes from Ghost Adventures got all kinds of spooked on the island. Ah, okay, so apparently the Ghost Adventures went to this place.
Well, I didn't hear much about that. They probably was too afraid to fuck with it. It's got a lot of beautiful, stuff to it. And I mean, there's a lot of, like we said, history. And I just posted a picture on my Facebook. I'm about to post it on the Bunker Boys, what's it called? Member page? I'm going to add a picture right now of one of where they lived in, kind of one of the bunks they lived in. It's kind of sick, but it looks like there's sulfur under the bed, which is kind of cool if you're into the Supernatural show. But I was making it funny.
I know.
I'm always making it funny. Anyway, I posted that for anybody listening. Or two of you listeners. Oh. No, but, it looks terrible. It'd be terrible. Wouldn't it be terrible to, like, get a sore on your arm and then drag your ass away and throw you in a pit and burn you to death over a fucking sore? Like, damn, bastards.
Jeez, man, I just got a little jock itch.
Jesus, man, I had a little crotch rot, man. Damn. Give me a doobie. I'll be all right. Oh, I remember this place now. By the, I remember Ghost Adventures in this now because they walked in and there was vines for a roof in some part of the asylum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of remember this. Or not the asylum, it was where the monks were at. What's that called?
Monastery?
Yeah, the monastery part. They investigated the monastery part, and it was no one wants to go to the island because they're all afraid. Like, locals around the island are, like, horrified of the island because of its history.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's a giant frickin' cemetery. What do you expect?
I don't see that being the next hot, like, vacation destination place.
Yeah. I don't know. Who in the heck? Oh. Hannah just pinged us.
Yeah, she's probably listening right now.
I'll tell her to get her butt on the show. She can talk on here with us.
Yeah.
She's well-versed in the ways of the Force. You know what I mean? The Force would be with you, Luke. Oh. All right. Next on our list, unless the caller wants to call in, they can do that. You can call in at 323-580-5703, and I will connect you. You can cuss us out. I don't give a shit. Whatever you want to talk about. Because I'm cool like that. Now, if you're too damn bad, though, I'll come whoop your ass. So don't be too crazy about it. Unless you're in another country, I'm not taking my time to fly my ass over there. Like I said, 323-580-5703. And the next on our list is... Let's talk about New Orleans, Randy.
New Orleans.
Yes, they have a lot of traditions and a lot of, lore about them. Lots of cemeteries, obviously, because it's a very, 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 very old part of the United States, so I've been told. They believe in witchcraft, vampires, zombies, just mythical creatures outside and inside the box. They're just one of the supposedly one of the most haunted places in the United States. And my fix on zombies are, why the hell would the dead be able to walk around? You know? Are you still there, Randy?
I am. I'm sorry, I was actually just looking at a news, something in the news that says, not
they found it.
Not to change the subject, but it says
they found
Jeffrey Dahmer's childhood home is for sale in Ohio.
Oh, wow. Where's that at? Dahmerville?
Yeah, Bath, Ohio. The house where serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer grew up and committed his first murder is for sale in Ohio. The home on a private wooded lot near Akron is on the market for just under $300,000.
Zach, if you're listening, go buy it. Sorry, I had to make a crack on him, dude. Did you get why I put a crack on him?
What's that?
He bought that one lady. He bought that one lady's house because.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, the weird shit was happening there. Really, dude, buy a house.
All right. Dahmer and his parents moved into the house in 1968 when he was just 8. It was 10 years later when he committed his first murder in the house and buried the remains in the woods. Dahmer moved to Wisconsin in 1982 and went on to kill 16 more people before his crimes were discovered in 1991. The realtor selling the house says that half the people who show interest are scared away once they learn about its past. The house was up for sale 2 years ago before being pulled off the market.
Yeah, I'll give him $100,000 for it. Why not, you know? Nah,
I wonder if they'd take that.
They might. Call them and offer it.
I'll
get you
the money. Yeah, like I would $100,000.
We'll call our buddy that we've talked to before that I'm not going to say his name.
All right, right.
The producer. And tell
right.
him that we got it from $300,000 to $100,000. And... he probably knows someone that jumped right on that, you know, because we know someone that is like, flip that haunted house. Oh, sex bag.
Yeah, this is a reality TV show.
Flip that haunted house.
Driver, move that bus.
Yeah. Check it out. See the zombie head hanging out the window? Fucking A, you can. And the ghost, you can't see those, but I can because I'm crazier than fuck. Oh. Move that bus, bitch. I can see it now. Like, oh, yeah, that's blood. No, that's not. That's shit. No, that's blood. Jeffrey Dahmer smeared his blood. No, someone smeared shit on the wall. No, it's blood.
Nice.
Yay. Bullshit, look. Dude cuts his wrists. It's blood. No.
It's blood, it's blood. I'm telling you it's blood.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I had no idea that Jeffrey Dahmer grew up here in Ohio.
Hey, baby.
Wow. I love that, man.
Hey, baby.
That show's on one episode, and they canceled it because it said something racist or some shit. Bastards.
Right.
I don't give a shit what anybody says. Everybody's racist in one way or another. I hate fucking everybody equally myself.
Mm, right.
But, you know what I mean? Everybody's racist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck me.
Who the fuck was that, Dan? I was feeling quite flatulent. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so
anyway.
What were we talking about before the Dahmer thing?
What's that?
No,
New Orleans. I like your Dahmer better. I like talking about the Dahmer thing better. New Orleans. What about, yeah, let's talk about some serial killers in their houses. Because, I mean, that's got to leave something, some kind of lasting, I mean, something. It causes a psychological thing to a person. Because I think someone should do a study where they don't tell anybody whose house it was.
Right.
Let them stay there for like 2 months free. Tell them, you know, it's all furnished. We're doing a study and we want you to stay in this house 2 months free. We're doing a behavioral study. Go ahead and have cameras everywhere but the bathroom, obviously. And then study them and then come back and do it to a few groups and then do it to another group that knows who the home was. And then take the results and match the results up. And if it's all the way across the whole board that everybody had something fucked up happen to them, then the house is definitely haunted. And then it can be pinned on as a hot spot. That's the only way I think a haunted item should be able to be considered haunted. Or a house. Is if it's had, what's the word I'm looking for, a case study done in it? Maybe.
It would be nice to be able to do that. I've always thought that it would be really cool if you could find a place that you could get into and, you know, like go back repeatedly and, you know, investigate over and over and over again.
Well, what's nice about that, though, is that, like, if you don't have people, if you say you interview these people and none of them believe in the paranormal.
Right.
So your groups are handpicked. You know, you get a couple, neither of them believe in the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
Or, not making fun of anybody's religion, but some Catholics have a move in the house. Record everything, video and audio, for the whole time they're there. I know that would be a shitload of video and audio, but it would be a great case study. Because you could actually get a lot out of that. I mean, even a lot of these universities could get a lot out of the psychological part of it.
Right.
Because there's only, like, what, two universities that offer paranormal psychology that is accredited. So
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's, like, two that's actually accredited. But there's a whole bunch out there that you don't get. It's not accredited, but you can still take the class. But, like, I mean, case studies, you could release this data, but you would have to have a PhD do it, be in charge of it, or the data wouldn't, they'd be considered crap data, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe not. But then you're talking about paranormal studies anyway. You know, parapsychology, professional these days. We're talking about the occult. You know.
Yeah, but if we told them that we're strictly doing this to disprove, you know, the paranormal thing and that this is strictly for psychology, they would be on board with it. And they may at that point even give you credit or, you know, credit what you catch or you find or what you don't find. And I think you're going to find lack of in 90% of the cases.
Right.
You're
going
to be lacking.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff you'd have to do if you were to do a study like that. If you know, money weren't an object, if you could, purchase the property or rent the property for as long as you needed to or whatever and stuff, and then, you know, have it available and then, you know, get these groups of people that you could actually get to go and live there for this period of time. And, you know, you're talking about, like, logistically there's issues with that because, I mean, who's going to move into this house for 2 months, you know, and just kind of, like, stay there and hang out? You would probably have to pay them something to be there. Or whatever, because, you know, people have jobs and whatnot and couldn't really afford to take the time off work or whatever. And then from there, you know, but even before that, you would have to eliminate all kinds of things, like the presence of any gas or anything that might influence people's perceptions, or electro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not exactly what you mean.
And stuff, you know, any outside influences and stuff that could be explained rationally. All of those things would have to be eliminated as possibilities before you could even, you know, start to do that. And then, you know, God only knows, people study a study like that, it would be so thoroughly scrutinized, I think, and stuff. Especially, you know, if you've actually got things happening there, you know, like poltergeist activity of any kind.
Well, the thing is controlling the environment 100%. You would literally have to put wall-to-wall sensors everywhere through the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature sensors, EMF, any kind of spectral sensor or any kind of frequency sensor. Basically, so when you're looking at a computer screen, like, you know, like that ghost radar, how it pops up.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of shit, but how it pops up. Basically, your computer screen would have every room in the house, and when an event occurred on the camera and the person said this happened, Then if it popped up on the screen that there was an anomaly, a magnetic anomaly or something of that, and it told you the exact frequency and it told you exactly where it happened, and then you could take and analyze the data and see, well, is that in the frequency that can cause get the brain to go fucking wacko, you know what I mean, crazy? Because there's frequencies like 4 hertz at a long period of time will make you go crazy, so that's what you would have to do. You'd have to have a test site that is known to be, a lot of shit's happened and people have died in. And then you would have to scrub the site, and then you'd have to install all the sensors, like you were talking about, when maybe you connect sensor in each room, right up in the corner, it scans everything constantly. Does a room sweep?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what those sensors are called. Maybe somebody listening tonight want to call in and let us know if they know what I'm talking about. I can't remember what they're called, but they're these sensors that you can get. And I was a while back, I was kind of looking into them. But there's these devices, and you just sort of drop them in the environment, and after activating them, and they will record things like the temperature, humidity, electromagnetic fields, fluctuations, and stuff like that. There's all kinds of information that they record, and then you can plug them into your computer and retrieve the data from
it. It's a probe.
Yeah, and I can't remember what they're called. But they actually have these, and as I recall, they weren't really terribly expensive.
Well, if you could put like one in, you'd have to put a couple in each room. So that way it could collaborate with each other's data.
Right.
Put one in each corner or something, like zigzag. If they're not too expensive, put one in each corner of every room in the house.
Yeah, well, I think they were in the upper end of like $100. You know, right around $100 a shot for them and stuff. So I guess, you know, they're a little bit expensive, but they're not like, you know, thousands of dollars.
Well, in that case, you could just have one controlled room.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the person's allowed to stay there for a couple of weeks for free.
Right.
And then they just have to come in and act normal and do their normal stuff. And then you could do another controlled study where there's deprivation occurs. You know, the goggles, earpiece, they have to sleep with the eye goggles that block out light, earpiece where they can't hear anything. And then you have those sensors in the room.
Ping pong balls over their eyes.
Yeah. And then, you know, strobe light in their sleep and see if the frequencies from the light mess with them. You know, there's a lot of stuff you could do to try to recreate what could be considered a paranormal event that happens in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe the brain, your brain's ever-changing through your whole life. Something's going on in it. So what happens if you have a short? you know, weird shit can happen to you. You can see flashes of light or faces in your face. You know, anything can happen.
Right.
But that's why
I think a couple of weeks ago we touched on that a little bit, talked a little bit about, like, lightning strikes and electroshock therapy and stuff and the way that it kind of rewires the brain.
Exactly. It makes you use a part of the brain you've never used before, which kind of baffles me because I've been doing a lot of research, and I'm the type of person that notices everything around me. Normal shit people don't notice, like that guy was wearing glasses and he walked by and he was flicking his finger back and forth, or, you know, just shit that people shouldn't see, I notice. I just, everything around me, I think it's paranoia, I'm not sure, but I just noticed everything around me. I noticed, I can tell you the exact clothes that someone was wearing when I first met them, that kind of stuff. And I guess people that do that use a little bit more percentage of their brain, obviously, because they're having to retain more information, but I've been reading a lot about that kind of stuff.
We have a question. Hannah wants to know, don't you think that by conducting the interview, questioning their belief in the supernatural would give them an insight into what the study is? I mean, if I'm asked to live in a home as part of a case study, not told what it's supposedly haunted, I would realize that that's what it was because I was asked about my beliefs in the paranormal, which is a very, very good point.
Well, I wouldn't ask that. See, what I would do, actually, was what I would do is I would kind of stalk these people. I know it's fucking illegal, but I would kind of stalk. You know, what I would do is put an ad in the paper that two weeks free rent or a month free rent doing behavioral study, and that's all I would put. And then kind of after they did their application, I'd have a private investigator go and find out, you know, without them knowing what their beliefs are, their religion, this. And then if they fit the profile that we needed for that study, then I would call them back and give them the room or the house.
Now, I don't think you'd have to go so far as, like, hiring a private investigator. You could probably ask some very, you know, indirect questions about their thoughts on different things that would give you kind of a clear image of, you know, what their ideas and about
like a psych test or something.
What's that?
Like a psych test?
Yeah, sort of. You know, like you could ask them about their television watching habits. What do they like to watch on TV?
Yeah, because if they don't watch Ghost Adventures and and they don't watch this, and they don't watch that. Oh, yeah, I like watching the Christian channel on the weekends, and I go to church every... Oh, what church do you go to? Oh, this one. There you go, exactly.
No, but, yeah,
well,
she's...
Oh, she's going to have the house. Oh,
she had that was a very good question. That was she
that
had
a
very good point.
Good question. Very good point. Very good question. Does she want to call in yet?
No, no. Does she want to call in?
I call her if she wants. She gives me the phone number. No, don't say the phone number. Never mind. Tater tot. See that every boy in the freaking universe calling her. And probably about 20 girls. Marion, no one sucks because they don't call in. They're probably not listening.
Yeah, we've got some people listening. I mean, we've got, like, actual people.
Anybody in chat? Let me see here.
Nope, nobody in chat. Just me.
Well, hello, Tater Tot. Oh, I was looking up the story. Where was that? Hold on, I lost it. I hate when I do that. Oh, yeah. Albert Fish. Have you ever heard of Albert Fish? It's a small story. Yeah, it's a small story. He's a serial killer in history. Basically, it says this gentle-looking, benevolent grandfather cleverly lured children into their death. then devised recipes to eat them. The cannibal model for Hannibal Lecter is a study in a criminal psychology and true enigma. His wife thought him to be a wonderful husband, and his children believed him to be a model father. What inner torments caused him to drive many spikes into his pelvis and then tell people that he looked forward to his execution? That's some twisted shit, bro. He was the one that was Cannibal Lecter was modeled after Albert Fish.
Really?
Yes.
Twisted.
Sorry, I had to do that. Sounded cool in my head.
Oh, Tiger Tops.
Yeah, and then there's some twisted serial. Ted Bundy. We all know about Ted Bundy, right?
Right.
The most frightened of serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
He was a handsome, educated psychopath law student who stalked and murdered dozens of young college women, who looked very much like a young woman who broke off her relationship with him. Talk about fucking sociopath. Jesus. Bundy was very adept and quiet. Artist who take broken arm and sling to convince young woman to help him carry his textbooks to his car. Once there, he would batter them with a baseball bat and carry them off through his ghoulish and did his ghoulish rituals. Dude, he was a sick fuck.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe we have Hannah.
Hannah.
You there, Hannah?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Blog Talk Radio. Not really, that was me. What's up? You were speaking on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Okay. So what were you talking about?
So, well, you were the one who asked her to call in.
Give me the insight on the psychology thing. What do you think we should do? If someone wants to do this thing.
Well, if you were going to do something like that. See, it would be hard to pull something like that off, because if you're not going to tell them that there's the chance of experiencing something paranormal and not wanting to, like, put it in their head that, oh, shit, there's a ghost here, and so that they're not, like, freaking themselves out psychologically, I'm not sure how you would pull that off without, like, hinting that, hey, by the way, the house is paranormal, or could be potentially have some sort of activity. Because any sort of questions that I can think of, like, even if you're, I don't know, talking about how, like, oh, okay, well, if, you know, what do you like to watch on TV? Oh, well, I watch Ghost Adventures. I mean, first of all, that should disqualify them right there, because
it would right away. Yeah, Zach Trucks. Yeah, it would.
But see, that's just it though. Like, if I was being interviewed and you were like, oh, well, what do you like to watch on TV? I'd be like, I don't know, like anime or, I don't know, but like Ghost Hunters or, you know, paranormal shows like that. Horror movies would be my answer. You know, like,
That would disqualify a person because of the simple fact that, well, I don't know if that would or not. It would depend on if the individual passed the, there would have to be a lot of tests, because you have to be seeing if someone gets scared easily, because me, I don't get scared of shit. I've had shit scream right directly in my ear, and I didn't even run. I wanted to, damn it, but I didn't run. But, like, yeah, it would have to be an in-depth test. It would have to be orchestrated properly. There'd be a lot of work to it, but it would be a great, great piece of data to have a hold of.
I mean, it would definitely be interesting, but I don't know. I think one of the things that I would want to maybe try is, like, have two different test groups or, like, for example, you could have one group that is actually in the house that is supposedly haunted, and then have another group that isn't in a house that is haunted, and the group that is in the probably not haunted house, you implant the idea into their heads that it's possible that there could be some sort of supernatural activity, and see what comes up.
And what I'd be interested to see is if they actually would cause something to happen, because they're supposedly...
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if you implant that idea into somebody's head, like, okay, well, I'm going to go stay in this house, and they're telling me that it's haunted, then, you know, psychologically, what are their brains going to do to them, you know, if anything, that make them actually have experiences that confirm it to them that, yeah, this house is haunted, won't believe what happened to me. Well, no, it's not haunted. We've made sure of that. This is not a haunted house.
Yep. See, that's probably why I would make the house, like, the test site would be probably a brand new place that people have lived in. Nothing's happened. It's definitely, you know, cleared. Like I said, scrubbed.
Right.
But then it would have sensors that you couldn't see in the walls throughout the whole house, and then I'd let them live there, you know. And then you have your control group and your non-control group.
Right, exactly.
That would give you your data stream that you'd need. Probably use two different houses.
I think that's the exact same time. Right. I think that's what you would have to do, is have two different control groups, two different houses. One group actually is staying in a house that is haunted, and another isn't. But the one that is staying in the haunted house has no idea whatsoever.
That'd be a good TV show. Because what you could do is, in the middle of the TV show, you could send one person that was in a haunted house over to the non-haunted house, and tell that person that the house they're about to go over into is like highly supernatural, and see how long it would take to create mass hysteria in the next house.
Yes.
That'd be a good reality show. We ought to pitch that shit.
We should
get an outline. I know someone that'll help me with the outline. We should get the outline together and pitch that shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd be the first out.
What do I think?
What do you think?
I think that would be hysterical.
I'd piss myself. I'd be behind the monitor watching people. It's like those people on those shows where, what is it, Pitch Black, where they're walking around and they're touching a Furby or something. They're like, oh my God, what is that? Fucker, it's a Furby. You know? For fuck's sake. What happened to Ryan? Oh, Ryan's in here, isn't he? No.
Oh, Ryan, you here?
No, where is Ryan, though? That's kind of fucked up. Ryan! Oh. I know he's listening to the show.
Oh, he can kiss my ass.
I'll call him if I remembered his number. Oh, yeah, I got my on my fucking phone. What am I talking about? You know his phone number?
No, I don't.
Hold on.
I don't think I do anyway. I have him on Skype, but I don't think I have him on my phone.
Well, other brothers don't deny? Okay.
Damn it, man.
Okay, let's give this a try. I'm just going to let it free dial. I don't even give a shit. Everybody's going to hear it. Prank dial number one. Come on, man. Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor.
Hello, you have reached Ryan's voicemail. I'm unable to come to the phone right now, but if you leave your name and number, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Are you hanging up on me today? Yes.
What are you wearing, Ryan? What are you wearing?
I don't know if I'm his ass.
she'd be like, dickhead, let's call. Oh my god, sugar tits. That's what I always call him.
All right. Well, let's we're going over psychology thing. So, do you know any good haunted places in Morrow County?
Morrow
County. Not to tell them where you live or anything. Hello.
Actually, neither one of us live in Morrow County.
I know that. You live in somewhere land. Delaware,
right?
Yeah,
Delaware.
I live in Mordor.
What about Delaware? Any good places in Delaware that's haunted that you've been to that you've had a story? Huh?
I don't know, not really any places that you could, like, live. Ohio Westland is pretty poppin', but, I mean, you can't exactly live there unless you did, like, a student study group.
That's true. Okay.
But knowing
well,
Ohio Westland, they wouldn't allow anything like that.
Yeah, anything that draws negative attention to the school.
I've got a listener that said David, the David Omen House. Do you know about the David Omen House?
The what?
David Omen House.
The David Omen House.
Google that bitch. No. Oh, I know. You know, it's not like we're on, we're like super professionals on radio, right? They can like kiss my ass. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Dave, okay.
I'll let you take the lead on this one because Jesus takes the wheel. You know what I'm saying? I like that when Eminem's like, what the fuck? Devil, take the fucking wheel. And he lays down in the front seat. That's what that made me think of. Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. I'm not familiar
Dude,
with David Omen.
Site.
The house at the end of the drive was shot on location. Just a nice throw away from the site of the Manson Tate murders.
Tate murders or tape?
Tate. Sharon Tate.
Oh, you said like taint. Tate.
Taint
okay.
murders?
Yeah.
I'm a murderer, taint, bitch.
I'm going to stab you in your taint, you transvestite whore. No. Why not?
Produced by the homeowner David Omen, the movie blends fact with fiction as supernatural forces from the past transport he and his dinner guests through time back to the night of the original murders. Hmm.
Yes, but I guess Sharon Tate was murdered by Charles Manson and his family, and she was 8 months pregnant.
Yes. Well, actually, it was his little cult following that was responsible. He didn't actually lift a finger to do anything. He didn't have to.
Oh, yeah, he was the one that, like, got nuked or something, didn't he?
What's up?
He got nuked by the government.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's still in prison to this very day.
He's alive?
They actually did, they did they videoed, like, video recorded his, like, to his meeting that he did to go on, like, parole. And he straight told the parole board, you don't want to let me out.
Voices in my head will kill everybody's taint. I would have just scrotum.
I bet you will.
No, I'm not a scrotum licker. Not this week, anyway. Not this week. That's so nasty. Ugh. Okay.
The David Omen House. I'm not sure what...
Keep your chin up. There's someone out there for everybody.
Sorry.
I'm wondering what the person on Facebook is referring to exactly. I mean, are they talking about like?
Oh, it was Marion. It was Marion talking about.
Oh, it was Marion.
Yeah, she was just talking about the David Omen House, the house where Sharon Tate was murdered.
Okay, so it was the house where Sharon Tate was actually murdered. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if she meant that house or if it was something else that she was talking about.
So that's from the movie, The House at the End of the Drive, is based on the Charles Manson family.
Ah, okay.
From the from the executive producer of the Amityville Horror, comes Chucky, fucks Manhattan. No, I'm sorry. What the fuck? Sit on a Chucky doll or something.
Right.
What's that?
Twisted, bro. Amityville House would be a really good house to do a study like that in.
Yeah, the original. I've actually contacted some people, and they said fuck off, so. Basically.
Well, that's gay.
That's what they told me. Yeah, they don't like me, you know, doing the Indian dance around their house and shit.
No.
Claims have been made by the property owner of the ghost of Sharon Tate and the others that died alongside of her haunted location of the murders, voices of a woman asking to take her away and moaning along with footsteps and visions of reported by the occupants of the house at the old ill-fated address. Sharon Tate, the actress, wife of film director Roman Polanski, was brutally murdered in 1969. So that's who we're talking about here?
Right.
So the home was located at 10050. How the hell? See, I can't read English, man. Silo Drive, just outside of Hollywood. That's what it looks like. Yep, Silo Drive.
I wonder, you know, I was just sitting there thinking that I'm wondering how often places like that are really haunted and stuff. Because it's like, you know, you go all this time, you never really hear anything about the place, never really hear about, like, paranormal activity going on there. And then some, you know, big Hollywood yahoo comes along and makes a movie, and suddenly it's haunted as fuck.
Thank you. I was thinking the same thing. Debunked. You feel me, dog? Oh. Yeah, I had a guy do that the other day at the new work. Hey, what's up, dog? And you know what I said, Randy, right?
I got your dog.
What you taught me, I got your fucking dog, pal. I ain't your fucking dog. Lead friend invited you to Paranormal Review. Man, there's a lot more people listening than I thought.
They like us.
Uh-oh.
They really like us.
Oh, my God. It's a dream come true. I appreciate this from everybody. I give a shout-out to the West Side, to all those West Side players. Oh, my God. I am Malibu's most wanted. That movie was fucking stupid. Have you ever watched, someone told me about a movie called The End of Days or something like that.
End of Days.
Or This is the End. This is the End. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
They referred me to a guy. They said I acted like a guy that... or look like a guy that was in that movie, and I've yet to see the movies, and I'm trying to figure out, am I a fucking weirdo, or am I cool, or am I a goofball, or dick face, or what, you know what I mean? You ever have anybody refer you to an actor?
Refer to me as an actor?
Like, you look like an actor, or you act like somebody?
Not the, no.
Not that lived. No. I killed them all.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to do a search. Yeah, Delaware County Auditors. Oh. Okay. Oh, there we go. What about Blue Limestone Park You guys been there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Beaver.
Well, hey, if you like beavers, that's all you. I like spanking them myself, but they tend to bite back. They got big fucking teeth.
That was a fucking beaver.
Do what? Stop smacking my beaver. What about hiding Metro Park?
We were over at Blue Limestone Park one day, and they actually had me on videotapes. We saw a beaver, like, in the stream and stuff, and it ran. And I was just standing there looking at it, and I said, that was a fucking beaver.
Those damn Kodak moments that we come across now and then. So, everybody listening, you got blown off by your third host. And I hope
yeah, Ryan the Deuce.
Still and feels like a total dick. Have you guys been to, been there. Hiram Lodge?
What?
Hiram Lodge.
Hiram Lodge.
Number 18, F&AM. The building has paranormal activity in the attic space above the grand hall. During meetings, footsteps can be clearly heard in the attic.
Why is it always in the attic?
Because the harmonics, that's the way harmonics bounce up. They don't go out all the way.
But what's that got to do? What's that got to do with paranormal activity?
I have no clue. Credit Maybe there's a fucking beaver up there. I don't know. They got Westland University on there.
Yeah.
They got Panhandle Road. Said there's a ghostly. Hey, I know Panhandle Road. I know that road very well, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
We
yep.
saw
Panhandle
a
runs
weird
all the way
mist.
Up into Morrow County.
Well, you remember the weird mist we saw that one night?
Mm-hmm.
We stopped the car like, what the fuck?
Right.
We thought we were going to hit a wall, and it was actually just mist. Yeah, that one was kind of weird. I'd say it just has some major precipitation and shit. Perkins Observatory?
Perkins, yeah, that's at Ohio Wesleyan.
Well, not the observatory. Perkins House is at Ohio Wesleyan. Well, no. Never mind, that's the original. Yeah, the observatory is there, but not the original telescope.
Right.
Oh, that sucks. I always wanted to go check one of those telescopes out. And then they got Pirate's Mansion. Is it like a butt pirate or kind of pirate? Legend has it that a pirate by the name of John Robinson once lived near the Scioto River. Ooh, a pirate near a river. Shouldn't he be near the sea? Just south of Delaware, his castle-like home burned down many years ago, but the ghost remains. Apparently, Robinson enslaved a woman to be his lover. She was sometimes seen walking the banks along the river. She mysteriously disappeared one night, never to be seen again. Her ghost now walks the banks of the river. Some have reported her hearing blood-curdling screams coming from the area. When investigated upon, nothing came to be found. Robinson was said to have murdered her. Probably. Sounds about right.
Mm.
You guys ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. I've never actually checked it out, though.
Well, see, if I was in... See, the whole premise of the story, the whole thing of the story doesn't make any sense. Apparently, Robinson was enslaved, a woman to be his lover, okay? So she was enslaved, so why the fuck was she walking the banks if she was enslaved?
Right, and she just mysteriously disappeared. Sounds to me like she got sick of his shit and took off.
Well, yeah, but how did she get out of the chains in the first place, and why would she be she was nonchalantly walking around the riverbed? I'd fucking drown myself. Yeah, the story in itself is debunkable. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of even just here in Delaware County, there's a lot of urban legend.
Like Pollock Road?
Yeah.
It's sorry, dude. Always laughed at that road.
That's a Polack.
You never heard of a Nigerian road. You know what I mean? Hello? I hear voices in my head. Hello?
Hello.
You guys still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of places around Delaware County that are supposedly haunted, but
have you checked them all out? Stagecoach
not all
stop.
Of them. Not all of them.
Well, there's
Stagecoach stop. An old brick building at the corner of US 36 and South Section Line Road was used to Stagecoach stop many years ago. The building is reportedly haunted by those who once stayed there.
Mm-hmm. I know where that is.
Is it haunted?
We talked about actually investigating that place once, but we never actually got around to it.
How about me? You? How about me? How about us three do it? Is it something you can get into, or you have to talk to somebody?
We've already talked to somebody about it, actually, at one time. There's a gun range right next door called Blackhawk. Sporting goods store and stuff. They sell guns and ammo and all that kind of stuff there. But right next to it is this old stage stop and stuff. We went in there and talked to the owner, who also owns that property, and he said that he would be willing to let us get in there and investigate it. But like I said, we never actually got around to it.
Yeah, maybe we should call him up and just do it, you know, like, I'm still in my group, and if someone calls, says they need something to do, I'll go do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like just going to do it to have fun. I don't need a name behind it to have fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
And who better to do it with, big guy?
I want to put it in you. Oh, my God.
Oh. I'm sorry, I won't say that again. My bad.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. So.
1, 2, 3, and press.
What's this?
Whoa, whoa.
What the fuck?
Hello, I'm a faithful listener of Full Spectrum Radio, and I have a question for Mr. Sexy Matt. I just listened to that Lotion EVP you just played, and next time that you, Mr. Matt, Big Boy, and Dennis, get out the lotion. Can I, with my manly self, come over and play? So sweet. I knew you would say that. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, wow.
That's for Matt. You know who Matt is.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Here's this.
Paranormal News, presented by the Unknown Radio Network. We can't really say who's presenting tonight, because there are a lot of shows on this network.
Because
so now, Paranormal News.
What the fuck? Oh, wow. It's... What was that, man?
I have no idea.
That wasn't you?
Settle down, Beavis.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Hey, you want to get naked, baby? Put some lotion on your feet, baby.
Yeah, so anyway.
You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, right. You know, it's lovely. It's a lovely game to be in. Lovely game to be in. Lovely game to be in.
That was an EVP? From the Pride House?
Hello?
Flash.
Yeah?
That was Roger bumping the heater.
Dude, what? That was Roger fucking a heater.
Is this like one of those 976 numbers? What are you wearing?
Actually, I'm not wearing anything. I do my shows nude.
Yeah, it's a little more information than I needed.
Wow! I feel good!
Yeah, that sounds like a bad movie.
That was probably what it was taking from.
You're laying the poor boy. Actually, that's kind of creepy, dude. Alright.
Yep, a little bit.
Someone's messaging us.
Uh-oh.
What about Eastern State Penitentiary in Pennsylvania?
Eastern State Penitentiary. Isn't that in Pennsylvania?
Yes, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've never been there. Talked about going there, but I've never been there.
We went to Pennsylvania once. It just took 7 times longer than it was supposed to get there, remember? We ended up sleeping on a table.
Yeah, in a park.
Yeah, they wouldn't... Oh, we can't give you a camp area without a tent. Oh, well, we're going to buy one. We fucking slept on a table for 3 hours and then left. Get halfway down there, and then I'm like, yeah, I got my temps. Any of you guys got your license? No. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, mine got suspended.
Eastern State Penitentiary. Who was it?
Marion.
I think that Ghost Hunters went there.
Marion, are you stuck on the Ghost Hunters?
What's that?
I was asking Marion if she wants Zack Sack or something.
She wants
she's answering right now. We get there have been many paranormal reports, including shadowy figures that seem to quickly turn away when approached. Well, that's what happens. Your shadow runs away from you. Like, God damn it, Shadow, get back here! Fucking flashlight! Hilarious. Hilarious.
Oh.
Ta-da. Sometimes I wish I had. I'm so hungry. I want some brains. Oh my god. Dude, that's crazy that Ryan didn't call it. Okay, or it's not. Whatever. Sounded like my wedding.
crazy. They're called messages. Why are people sending me fucking stickers?
Because you're special.
I'm so special. They sent me a horny little tutu sticker. They sure did.
They sent me a sticker.
Yeah, they sent me a sticker of a girl scratch and sniff sticker. Yeah, I scratched the wrong side, though. It stunk like shit. You didn't get that. Never mind. It was stupid. I apologize to everybody for my ignorance. Lieutenant Dan? All right. Here we go. Wow. Ohio Wesleyan University is through here like crazy. Sturgis Hall, Ray Chapel, Elliott Hall. Isn't that where I've been?
No, I think you were in Stuyvesant Hall with us.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been in the university, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was Stuyvesant. The night before that, there was another place that we went into. I don't remember the name of that building.
Great Chapel.
No, it wasn't Great Chapel. It was across from the library, Beale.
Oh, no, we went to, oh, isn't that Edwards Gym?
No, the other direction.
Up is down and down is left and left is over. So it's over there. You feel me? Ostrander, Crybaby Bridge. I would love to go to the real Crybaby Bridge.
There's a Crybaby Bridge in every state, according to
all
the freaking stories.
You want to know what one I've actually been to? Have you ever heard of the train tracks that the car gets pushed across if you put it in neutral and it goes uphill?
Yeah.
By the little kids. I went on a trip where we put baby powder on the bumper before we did it, and once we got to the other side, there was little like kids' fingerprints on the back of the bumper. It was fucking crazy.
We had something like that at Gray Chapel in Ohio Wesleyan. There were stories from like the students and staff that when the windows would fog up, and these windows are up pretty high, so you know little kids wouldn't be able to reach this. But there are stories that children's handprints would appear in the windows in the fall, and like the fog on the windows. So we went to Gray Chapel, and that was the first thing I looked for. And lo and behold, there are tiny little handprints, and these are about the size of my daughter's hands, and she's two, so she's got little bitty hands. But there's no way in hell she'd be able to reach those windows.
You just made me feel really old. You do know that, right?
I'm sorry.
All right. You have a kid that's two. I'm old as shit.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm old as fucking dirt. That means Randy's really old.
I'm going to put him in a home.
Yeah, put him in a hole. You got a dirty mouth, boy.
And she wonders why I give her so much crap.
No, I don't. I don't wonder.
Well, you like save your stool for her?
What's that?
You like save your stool in a bag for her or something? One of those literal things. You give her crap. You know what I mean? Okay, whatever. Stupid. I know. Stupid me. Stop. Got you. Now, there's a thing called a blue light bridge. You guys ever heard of it?
Nope.
Sounds familiar, but
I went there. I found this place. It's in a park. And I was investigating it. I wasn't finding anything. And then me and another investigator were walking on the south side of the bridge, because what they did is they decommissioned the bridge and moved the road over. Move the bridge over. Yeah, they moved the road. They moved the bridge over from the road. So, supposedly, back in the 1600s, a lady was in a carriage, and the carriage kind of, the wheel broke, and she fell into the water, and it washed her away and drowned her. And you could hear cries. You can hear her cries. Well, I didn't, at this point, know about the cries yet. So I'm there, you know, I go there, and I'm standing in this one spot. And it was kind of the same thing where I got screamed in my ear. It freaked me out, but something that was, nothing was in front of me, but someone was standing in front of me crying. I could even feel like the heat from the person. but no one was there.
Spooky.
Spooky? Oh, my God. It was so freaking spooky. Made me wear pink panties the next day.
Spooky. Don't judge. They make me feel pretty.
Oh. And that brings me back to that whole multiverse thing. Our universes are so close. These images we see, are they actually ghosts? Or just other versions of the people that have passed away? That haven't passed away in that universe? Probably not. We'll never understand it. Why do we do it, guys? Can you tell me?
No.
Jellybone. What?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's dead air, dude. Dead air.
Dead air.
Dead air. What about the North Pole? Sits this guy in a red jacket? Plays a giant pole and some reindeer.
Right.
Air, he watches you when you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's creepy as fuck. And only when you're a kid? Come on now. Tell me that's not fucking creepy. Ooh. Do you know something I've always wanted to do again? Hawkback.
Hawkback. That's the road I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Hawkback.
That's the road my brother goes. Yeah, my brother goes fishing over there. I've been over there with him before, but supposedly there's this old building there that I think it used to be like an old hospital or an old insane asylum or something like that. But Matt's had personal experiences there. And, I mean, Matt's about as skeptical as Dad is where it comes to like the paranormal. But I guess he saw like half a body, like just like the legs down, like from the waist down. And,
was it standing there? I'm sorry.
I think it was either standing there. And I guess there's like this bridge that like if you stop the car on the bridge or something, it stalls or something like that. I'm not sure.
Well, the Hogback I'm talking about, it's the same Hogback, but when I was what was it? Were you with me?
So right now? What you're saying is that we're talking about the same Hogback.
I think it was when I was 17. I went out there like drunk as shit. No, you weren't. It was Jason Potter, me and like a whole bunch of people took the car and we were out there drunk as shit. And there was a tree or something laying in the middle of the road, and we were always told if that's there to turn around, and we didn't. So we walked back in the woods and we saw a whole bunch of people in black robes. Because there's like a Satanistic group back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard
and
that there's a lot of occult activity.
Yeah, this is what this is talking about. I'd like to go back there and check that out again. Wearing Indian-like headdress that's satanic, transparent, apparition. Satanists wear a headdress of some kind, don't they? Like horns. Ram horns or something like that?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the head of a ram is satanic symbolism.
Yeah, because Satan is a goat with big-ass horns on him.
Yeah.
He's really horny. Randy, you didn't think that was funny. Why didn't you think that was funny, Randy?
Neanderthals are not entirely gone. Their DNA lives on within us.
What? What'd you say?
I said Neanderthals aren't completely gone. Their DNA lives on within us.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah, Jeff, is he in fact the paranormal sex symbol?
That?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ryan's trying to call me. Should we try calling him in again?
Who?
Ryan, hold on.
Ryan? Ryan who?
Ryan who? Ryan fucking Gazzardo. 19 minutes till the show. Is he going to, like, slowly get rid of us?
You have reached Ryan's voicemail. I'm unable to come to the phone right now, but if you leave your name and number, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Well, fuck you, Ryan. Fucker. Answer your goddamn phone.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, this
What's
is your
up,
long-time Al? Friend that you haven't talked to in, like, forever.
Yeah, well, I might not have a job anymore. I literally went up to my boss and told him to fuck off because he short-shafted me, bringing in new people and giving them all the good spots to wait tables where the money's made. And I'm like, why am I not getting that spot? He's like, oh, just because you think you've been here longer that you should get that? I was like, yeah, I train these people. You know, just because they have tits and an ass doesn't mean you got to fucking, you know, treat them better. But anyways, so, yeah, just got off of work. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're hanging out.
I don't know. You told me you don't even have to work, so why do you even fucking work?
I work because if I didn't, then I'd have to put up with my girlfriend all the time.
No, you wouldn't. Just tell her you're at work. Fuck it.
What?
Just tell her you're at work.
What's your name?
His name was a Learjet going overhead. It was an EVP, supposedly.
Take a nice little bath?
Anyway, so you told your boss to fuck off. He'll call you tomorrow because didn't you, like, when everybody quit, you stay around and work 70,000 hours for him?
Ryan!
The fuck, Bendejo? Are you there or not?
Well, that was weird. What happened?
You fucking muted me.
No, I didn't.
I'm not getting nickel.
Did you hear what I was saying? That dude, he tried to send an invite
Hanalef.
To Malcolm Boys.
What's that?
What was his name? God, now I don't even remember his name anymore.
Chris?
Dude with Learjet.
Oh, Barry?
Barry. Yeah, he sent an invite to join the Debunker Boys page. So,
I just sent the thing back.
Fuck you. Well, I banned him.
Good.
Randy?
Yeah.
Still there?
Randy.
Oh. Yes.
Hannah.
What
happened to Hannah?
No, she hung up.
Who's Hannah?
That wasn't very nice. That was his daughter.
Oh, okay.
A decent show. Crazier and Fuck, but a decent show.
No, what did I miss?
You'll have to listen to find out.
Yeah, she was just kind of a guest on the show. She was offering her opinion.
So I am so sorry about not getting you those... That list that you wanted, Robert. Like, my life is crazier than a $2 whore on Valentine's Day.
Mine too, dude. Just got a new car, new job, new wife. Wait, no. Didn't get the new wife yet. Working on that one.
Oh. Why the hell would you want two wives?
One to work and one to jerk.
So are we still on the air?
Yeah, because you're on the air. Yes, you're on the air with Randy and Bob.
caller?
It's a Randy and Bob show.
So what were we talking about? What can I get my two cents on?
We talked about some other locations in Delaware, and then previous to that, we talked about some serial killers, and then we talked about this crazy fucking batshit island where they used to just dump body after body during the plagues.
Oh, you're talking about Povegua.
What is that?
You're talking about Povegua Island.
Right.
You've been talking to Marion, huh?
No. Marion's on?
Marion, she's not on. She's messaging me. She told me about Povegua Island.
Oh, yeah. Do you know much about Povegua?
I know it's
fucking... Just what we looked up and stuff. Honestly, before this, I'd never even heard of the place.
All right, well, if you guys ever watched, Ghost Adventures, like, in the first
fucking
season.
Dirty words, bitch. Sorry, go ahead.
They went to Povegua for the night, and that's where, like, Zach almost, like, beat himself up.
I'd have paid to watch that.
yeah, definitely. The fuck was that?
Hold on a sec, guys.
Alright. Hello?
Well, guess what? In other news...
Guess which debunker boy just quit smoking?
Who?
Oh, my God. Really?
Are you
there's
there?
Three of us. Can you hear me?
I can't get back on the damn show.
What do you mean?
I'm on
hello?
The show, but I'm not... Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
I'm talking. Internet connection.
Oh, my God.
But anyways...
I quit smoking. I'm doing the e-cigarette, and I'm puffing that thing I don't even want to say what I'm puffing it like.
A glass cock?
Yeah.
Anyways, I swear to God, no one is happy. And no one can be happy. Like, they're like, oh, you should quit smoking. You should start doing that e-cigarette. So I finally buy one of the e-cigarettes and I start using it. Then they're like, oh, that stinks. Why do you got to do that?
Right. You know, and that's one of the other things that bugs me about that. Those bastards are going to go out of their way to try and ban smoking, make it as difficult on smokers as they possibly can. Can't smoke in restaurants, can't smoke in a fucking bar, can't smoke on a goddamn street corner and stuff. And when they finally get what they want, They start trying to ban the goddamn e-cigarettes. It's ridiculous.
They did ban them at my work.
Well, guess who's trying to get the e-cigarettes banned?
I'm not sure who it is that's trying to do that, but I've heard about it.
Tobacco companies.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Who do you think's creating this hype about? Oh,
hi.
The e-cigarettes. You know, cause heart attacks and stuff like that. Who do you think is saying that shit?
Yeah, I would.
My grandma.
Because, you know, that is so ridiculous and saying, oh, our little kids are drinking the e-cigarette juice, you know,
what?
And stuff like that. Yeah. There's reports of that, people trying to sue the e-cigarette companies because their kids drank the juice.
They're e-fucking retarded.
it's probably the same parents that tried to sue the beef jerky companies for trying to eat those little Flavor Saver packets inside before they said do not eat on them.
Yeah, no shit.
Only
here, Timmy, drink this.
You can make my heart seem right. Oh, sorry. I didn't mute the phone, did I?
Damn it. Oh. But anyways, you know what I don't... Oh, back to Povegla. Yeah, it's this island. They call it the Island of the Dead. There's supposedly, from my research, over... what was it, 60,000 bodies were supposedly dumped on there and burned. And they tried to build an insane asylum on there, and supposedly the lead doctor went crazy and was performing weird lobotomies and stuff like that on the patients, and then threw himself out of the bell tower. And legend goes that they actually saw these ghostly hands come up because he survived the fall, and these ghostly hands came out of the ground and suffocated him. And then one family tried to buy the island and build a vacation home on it, and they didn't like it very well. Who's washing dishes?
Must have been a spectrum.
But anyways, messaged me. Let's see what she said on Facebook. She said, oh, hold on. No. E-cigarettes really suck. I think it's worse than continuing to smoke real cigarettes. Marion, that's because you're French.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la, Marco Trace. What's the ooh la la, Marco Trace?
No, I was getting to the point where I'm like, you know, you get that little wheeze in your breath and everything, and you're like, yeah, it's time to quit smoking. You know? And
besides, I coughed blood before I quit.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking real man.
Well, that's not from smoking. That's from chain.
Like dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah.
It doesn't fit on my throat. It's
possible.
I heard.
I go down on myself, so it's possible.
You go down on yourself?
Yeah, I had two ribs removed. It was a hell of an expensive surgery.
Teach me. We should write a book about that. We should write a book about that. The mysteries of life, how to perform self-oral sex.
No. The mysteries of self-fellatio.
So wait a minute. Okay, now we get into this weird philosophical sort of religious debate. You know, they say that, you know, God created man, and the man was created in God's image, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So Robert just said something about removing two ribs so that he could go down on himself. Do you suppose that God put those ribs there to keep man from doing that in the first place?
Well, yeah, because then population wouldn't, you know.
Well, hold on.
No, if we could suck our own dick, dude, there would be no other kids.
In the Bible, it says that God made woman out of man's ribs, so he already removed one, so he was already putting us on the right track.
Yeah, but I can only lean to the left and suck it, not to the right.
That's weird. I can reach it from the left, but I can't reach it from the right.
And that explains the left leg being a little short, too. When I go try to walk down the stairs, I'm walking in circles.
Well, on the whole religious aspect, I posted this on Facebook. Do you, you know, if you, you know, perfect man or whatever, mate, perfect man, and he was also God's son. Did his fart stink?
When he farted, it split the Red Sea.
I don't know.
It was a thunder fart.
If he was human, he had to burp and fart. And, you know, so, I mean,
hey,
what, Ryan. You know, this, what?
I'm sorry to suck, make life suck for you, but we're about to go off the air, bro.
Ah, dang it! Anyway,
tell your boss to suck my marbles. All right.
I know, right? No. I'll read this ending quote. Most ghosts aren't real. Debunk the boy out.
Later.
Oh no, are we really off now?
I'm playing it right now.
This is a peace out song for all those people out there that like a little bit of the PJ North, bro.
Yeah! It's PJ North, and you have been listening to Always Looking Up. I appreciate the support. We got one more for y'all. So I have to stick back to making history. Keep blaring my music till these people start listening. They ain't really missing me. Always say this to me and I don't give a shit. I guess that's just a piss of me. I'm looking in the mirror. Like face it, Drake said, shout out to moving out my mama's basement. I'm screaming we made it from drinking natty lights to gold bottles of space shit. No rest, we know no replacements. All we know is greatness. Who is this? It's PJ North and I scream that. Till I'm on top and I mean that. I'm bringing me back. Hear my whole squad doing cliche rap shit is so faux pas. I wreck record but sell platinum albums. Y'all know what it's like with me. Try imagine it without them. I'm a prophecy, you'll see. I suggest you don't doubt them. I told you we could have it all. Now look at we own. I told you that we wouldn't fall. Now we're making history. I told you we could make it out. Now look at we own. I told you they would sing this loud. Now we're making history. I tried testing my will and my wherewithal. Ask me if I do, truth is I don't care at all. Cuss for killing these beats. It's not there at all. I don't mind showing my ass out, I'll bear it all. I'm hard to beat here, like a homestand. I'm even harder to impress, like my old man. I'm even a little country, like a soul can. I'm even a little romantic when she wanna hold hands. I take the game in these cold hands, get a throat out. Who wanna throw down? I'm yelling one pimp up and hose down. Yeah, I say you get it. I'm not another pop act. I'm known to write a mean lyric. Vicious in spirit, mind, body, and soul. I'm a gift to the booth, I obliterate those stepping in the way of my move. I mean, honestly, haters, tell me what else do I gotta prove? I told you we could have it all. Now look at we own. I told you that we wouldn't fall. Now we're making history. I told you we could make it out. Now look at we own. I told you they would sing this loud. Now we're making history. I gotta keep it up if even for appearances. I mean, honestly, it's dope. Tell me, are you hearing this? I got the fear of God fearing this. Relax there, holy field. Y'all haters don't even have an ear in this. Where's the air at? I'm clearing this. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Y'all don't have a tear in this. I've never had a moment where they were booing me. I'm in a better position, selective opportunities. Let's be real, I've been heralding since birth. Who really ever knew you could see a star that's close to Earth? Tell the truth, cause it can't hurt. Go ahead, hate me now. That's something I deserve. Y'all should've known. I told you I put on. I put my heart and soul in every one of my songs. I started at the bottom, but I wasn't there long. I started at the bottom, we wasn't there long. I told you we could have it all. Now look at we own. I told you that we wouldn't fall. Now we're making history. I told you we could make it out. Now look at we own. I told you they would sing this loud. Now we're making history.
Peace out.